Welcome to Financial Repression Authority's Roundtable Insight, where the best fund managers, economists, and industry leaders discuss the key investment issues and challenges in the current macroeconomic environment.
Hi, welcome to FRA's Roundtable Insight. This is host Richard Benulli. Today is Wednesday, June 12th. We have Judd Hirschberg back on the program show. Judd is president at White Wave Trading, a trading company. He's run various proprietary trading groups and has over 50 years of trading experience. He's developed some awesome indicators and a repeatable process-based approach for trading the financial markets. And that's what we've explored in prior podcasts, as well as updates on the financial markets. Today, we'll do an update on the financial markets. We'd like to understand what Judd is currently seeing across all asset classes and jurisdictions. Welcome, Judd.
Thank you, Richard. It's a pleasure to be back.
Great. Where would you like to begin?
We can start with some of these country ETFs, and sure, then we'll go to the U.S.
Yep.
And we can go through the names if you like, and then the currencies, whatever you want to look at.
Okay.
All right, let me just keep me honest here as to what screen I'm on. Okay, we're looking at India?
Yep.
Okay, so India, after the elections, put in a great low, a really great low. This green line is a balance line on the cloud, so it came down to a perfect hold level and took off. So, you know, that has got much higher targets. The swings I've been doing in most of these charts are, you know, 21, the high of 21, or the low of 2022 or 2023, depending upon, you know, what it was. So you get rough ideas that there's still more for India to run.
Yeah.
Let's see what else I've got. You were interested in Colombia.
Yep, for emerging markets.
Yeah. It looks okay on a weekly. So what I like to do is basically it's a short-term downtrend. So if I'm looking for a low in something, I want to do it on a Wednesday. These pink lines are Wednesdays. I want to do it on a Wednesday or Thursday. So this is the bottom of the first day of the month, which ran a lot of ran price and a lot of asset classes. So you want to see that hold tomorrow and start back up, and then you can then you have risk against a level. Because you know, fundamentally, I don't know anything about these countries. I'm just looking at the price and right, giving you a readout of what I see. Let's see the other Taiwan. I started looking at Taiwan today because of, you know, obviously the chips have been crazy, and I wanted to see what this looked on a longer term chart. You know, it's trying to get above its quarterly momentum and sustain. So then I'll go back and take a look at it. It's trying to sustain above its 200-week moving average, which is positive. But here again, you have a Wednesday high, and you need another couple of days to see if this comes back and fills in here before it can go again. I don't want to buy anything up here, anything.
And you also have a related chart for long China, short Taiwan.
Right. Let's take a look at that.
Yeah.
So then I started getting into the weeds a little bit to see which one was performing better. And on this is a quarterly. You know, it's been Taiwan for the last year or two that's been leading. You know, had a weekly topping pattern last week. It's followed through this week. That's all the chips.
Yeah. So you see that trend sort of continuing to the downside.
I'd look for this stuff to continue these trends until the end of the quarter, and then into the new quarter.
I see.
And here's, just look at an individual name. There's Taiwan Semi. I mean, that's pretty much the chart. You know, once it broke out above the 22 high, came back once after stopping the first extension, and now it's going again. So that's not something that I think you get in the way of.
Yeah.
Apple had a pretty good... It's all tech. Apple had a pretty good break at the end of the day. The extensions on this, I put them out this morning, were basically the 23, 22. And, they went right up there and gave you the whole swing. I had the high teens, and I think David put out 221 to the room. And, it just broke at the end of the day. So it just went from fib to fib.
Yeah.
I don't want to be short it, but you have to be patient for breaks. I mean, this, basically when you look at it on a weekly chart, it's 2 days worth of rally.
Yeah. Any thoughts on NVIDIA, or that is a bit difficult to assess?
NVIDIA, I can't quite get a good read on that.
Yeah.
Although I would not be shorted. Where'd my other charts disappear to?
Coming back to on the countries, any charts with Mexico, like the peso or the equity market? Yeah.
Yeah, let me just go to those because it just disappeared on me. So I'll tell you what, I'll just put them up again.
The equities, yeah.
Okay, you see the EWW up?
Yep.
All right, so this is a gap lower on the election. So I liked it that first day on the low after the election, and then it bounced all the way back up into the middle of nowhere and rejected all the way back down again. So wow. Now you got another Wednesday low. I think that most of the move is over there to the downside.
Interesting.
But there is room for another couple of bucks when you look at a monthly. And when you look at a quarterly, that's an ugly pattern on a quarterly. So this flow can last another couple of weeks. So you're looking at maybe another dollar or two lower, and then it's going to find some footing. When I look at the currencies themselves, I look at the peso, that's come too far. So the break there's gone too far. And the same here, if I'm looking at just, that's the futures, just to give you a different look. And what matches up is EuroMex and EuroCAD. So when I see multiple crosses lining up with the same technical patterns and all coming into the same type of resistance, then, I'll basically start looking for a low in the Mexican peso, and thereby may possibly a low here in the EWW.
Yeah, along as well. Yeah. and other currencies like long yen, short yuan. I think you had a chart.
Yeah, let's take a look at that a couple of different ways. Here's yen yuan, okay? So the 50-day in the top of the cloud is this 2146 level on the cross. Now, if you look at straight dollar yen, you're basically coming into that same zone where you need under 155.30 and to see it sustain that direction for the yen to strengthen. And I don't think it's going to go anywhere until, BOJ tomorrow night. So this is all in wind-up mode. The other thing, I was looking at is trying to get an idea from was long R10, short the JGBs to see if there was going to be an interest rate differential play.
Yeah.
And this, our 10-year is gaining on the JGB. So, you can infer that from that you think the yen's going to strengthen. But it still has to get through those technical levels before I'm going to, before, this it could still be a false pattern.
Okay. So we keep an eye on that for the next couple of weeks, maybe?
Yeah, I think you're going to know in the next 2 days. You're going to have, that's all going to be sorted out by Monday, Tuesday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Our bond market was all over the place today. I don't really have, I think it's just range bound. Here, let me get to, this chart right there. So this is a long-term point and figure that goes back to, the rates at basically zero.
30-year U.S. Treasuries.
Yeah, this is a long-term.
Yeah, that's a nice chart.
Figure. Yeah. It goes back to that 180, 190 high in the 30-year bonds. So, it gives you an idea of how it's moving. And right here, it's stuck. Yesterday, it didn't get low enough. And now it's not getting high enough.
Can you show the bottom horizontal axis? It's a bit.
It right here, it needs under 116 even to turn to roll over. So that's another two and a half points down. That's a big move. So until it does that, it's still on an up. It's still on an up load.
Yeah,
and it just closed. Right now it's after the market. It's sitting right on its quarterly pivot, so that gives you. It's unchanged on the quarter. Okay, 30-year treasuries are unchanged on the quarter.
Uh huh.
So you're not getting a signal there to do anything. You can see that Apple. Here, I think I have a. Let me just go to this other screen. Because I have a faster point and figure right here. And this just went up. You can see how it went up, came all the way down here. Support was at 116.13. It needed 116 to turn down. And late in the day, it just backed off. So this is a little consolidation here from the last 2 day move. And now, I'm just waiting to see how it's going to react tomorrow. I just don't have a view on it right here.
Yeah.
All I knew is you know, the bond's up this morning, the stocks were going to go up, and the S&P's hit my next big target. You know, it's a Wednesday, not touching it. You have to wait.
Yeah.
And I have much higher targets. You know, I'm looking for, I'll adjust my targets at the end of the quarter, but right now I have potentially another, if you can start sustaining above this level, I have another 200 S&P points.
Interesting. And can we look at commodities, some different sure. types of commodities? Yeah.
Okay, which ones do you want to go over? Gold, copper, silver, the usual?
Yeah, let's look at precious metal. Copper's fine, yeah.
Copper, let's see. Let's get it. There we go. A lot of guys were using this 2011 high in copper. I needed it higher. You know, I was looking at, I'm looking at the 480 level and the 472 level right now. Yeah. Until it gets back above 480 on a closing basis.
Yeah.
This is just big consolidation. And today's low was pretty good, or yesterday's low. You see how it came down on the cloud and held, put in the low, higher low?
4.45 or so. Yeah,
it's right now the cloud is at 446.
Okay.
So you don't want to really see it below that, or it's just going to roll over again.
Yeah.
And the names are trading accordingly. I mean, you had a gap up today with risk on, and Southern Copper gave it all back and filled the gap. Now you got to figure out see what it does tomorrow, because if things hold and start back up, this will probably respond. But the troubling part of this chart, and you can see how it looks, is this two-day island top from the end of May.
Okay.
When you made those, when one of the research pieces I put out was that all the demand spreads, there wasn't any demand from China. So this is what I didn't like. You know, the end of May, when the copper, the gold, the silver, all of it started losing momentum against the yuan, which just told me they weren't buying.
Yeah.
So if they're not going to buy, I don't want to be long.
Meet the Cedar Owl, a new economics and finance publication with a focus on environmentalism. We combine the Austrian School of Economics and market environmentalism principles for investing in a sustainable future. Follow the link in the description to get to know the Cedar Owl better, understand our values, our mission, exactly where we're coming from, and the type of content that we release on a cyclical basis every Thursday. Join us in targeting outperforming portfolio returns while making a positive impact on society and the environment through technology. Subscribe now for weekly insights, investment articles, and exclusive content.
And this is another one that's going to set up at the end of the quarter. So you don't even have to touch it until the end of the quarter.
Okay.
And then going into the next month, if it starts up, you get on. If it starts down and you want to be long, you just wait.
Looking for a close over 4.8?
Well, right now I need a lot higher, but that number is going to change going into the end of the month. So what you do is, it, to make it simple for people, if it's higher on the quarter, you buy before you sell. If it's lower on the quarter, you sell before you buy, or you don't trade it.
Okay.
You know, you'll have, you will have to come up with a lower level.
Yeah.
But I want to see the demand coming from the different currencies, and you're just not seeing it.
Yeah. What?
Now, what about, here, I'll show you this other page.
Yeah.
Just for, here, you can see gold and yen stopped at momentum. You know, this was the big sell-off in the gold. That stopped at momentum. Today, gold and yuan stopped at the averages and momentum. It came back into the cloud.
Interesting.
That's just not price. That's just not constructive price for higher precious metals or higher copper yet.
Yeah.
So I'd like to wait this out a little bit and let it set up.
Silver, similar, I would imagine, or?
Yeah, hang on here, let me get back to the other page. And anybody looking at a silver chart, you better look at a daily continuation. You'll be looking at the wrong, you're gonna be looking at the wrong data set. So, you know, silver's held the weekly momentum, you know, down to $29. So if it starts getting underneath $29, I'd say silver's down. You know, it's going to break a couple of dollars.
Yeah.
You look at the quarterly, you know, this, it was silver Swiss that broke out. It came all the way back down. Let that build for a second. Yeah. So this is what I was looking at. The day we had that line breakout, the silver rallied $2. That's when it went to its high. Now it's back below that channel line and it's trying to base out again.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to wait for it a little bit. You would have thought that it would have. All right. Let me just go to a gold chart, this point and figure. This goes back forever. Just to give you an idea of the price that I'm looking for and how things move. This low wasn't anywhere for me. And, you know, I was looking for this earlier in the week and the end of last week to just tick below 2,300 and give you a better entry or a higher probability entry down here.
Yeah.
And it's, so it stopped above it, right?
Uh-huh.
And then it's rallied up. The purple line is momentum. It's resistance. It's everything else. It'll take a lot of work above today's high to extend.
Yeah.
When you see something like this on a really long term, and that, you know, that's a $50 move, $60 move. It can come almost all the way back down again and retest before it tries up again.
Yeah.
Or it's going to go, or it'll just fail, you know, and give you the full retest and then go back up.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a couple of seasonals coming up. And one's in the currencies. And by what I mean seasonal, you know, over the decades, you typically got a currency move the like the second or third week in July. And sometimes a pretty big one, And because that was like the last hurrah for the FX guys and the bank traders to move the currencies before they all went on their European holiday in August.
Yeah.
So I always looked then for another move. And the other move that you're looking for is August for gold. Is August is typically a big move month for gold movement.
Yeah, seasonality.
Yep.
Interesting. Can we look at like the energy or agriculture commodities?
Sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's some interest. Here was the oil. Now I'm going to show you your viewers something. And why, in my view, you have to wait out the days and the price. Now, who's your oil analyst? He's really good. That you interview all the time.
We actually just did Adam Rosenzweig. Rosen.
The Arab fellow.
Dr. Anas Al-Haji?
Yeah. Right. So I was reading him. And, you know, fundamentally, he wanted to be long the oil, okay? Now, the oil double bottomed on this point and figure. This is a FIB-based point and figure, and it takes $3, $4 to turn. You got a Wednesday low and rallied into a Wednesday high. So how did I get the high today? So I don't want to touch the oil here.
Yeah.
Because on a weekly, it came up to the bottom of the cloud, momentum and a lot of moving averages at 70. That comes in at 79.33. The high today was 32, and then it broke. So I have to wait before I can do anything. I mean, you really have to have a bias to trade it. And if you have a bias, then you always look at midweek if you want to buy or sell. The one that I've liked is Nat Gas, and there are a couple of participants in the room that have been all over.
Yeah.
Been long for since April.
Yeah, in our recent podcast with Adam Rosenzweig, he highlighted this as being very bullish to his firm.
Yeah, and then this is one of the reasons why I really like it. Let me just shrink this so you can see it. You know, I just looked at the forward curve. That's bullish. You know, I read Doomy's piece for his interview yesterday or the day before.
Oh, yes, yes.
And he just thought it was still oversupply. But price tells me something else, and I trade price.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
So this, and if you're going to trade it, the whole thing's just been banging on a daily basis. It's all trading off a long crude short net gas. And these are the contract rolls that you can see. And they've been big because this is that's the premium for the new contract in that gas.
Wow.
That's what's reflected. And see, they always come back to these areas. It's a matter of when. You know, we came back, you know, it took until May, 5 months to come back here.
Yeah, wow.
So all it does is tell you which one leads. What else are we going to talk about? The beans.
Yeah, agriculture.
All right, the beans I think are done for a bit. I like buying them. LA on Active Daily. In mid-May is when I was looking for the beans. And they held and had a rally up to their 200-day and failed twice. So, you know, I was looking for a complete equidistant swing back down, you know, towards $11.60. You basically got that.
Okay.
It's going to be, a weather market now, and, you know, I think it's pretty good. The corn looks a little bit more constructive, but I don't think that's going anywhere. And, you know, the wheat has been kind of a technical trade responding to stuff in Ukraine. I mean, the Kansas City wheat, you know, that's not a good pattern, but I think that will open up higher tomorrow. And if you like wheat, I'd use today's low and trade it.
Yeah.
But I don't see any of these grains with big upside.
Okay.
They're just not set up for it.
I see. Are you following any specific names for businesses, you know, on equities?
Just the usual suspects that are moving the market every day. I mean, I try to run through all the chip names. Okay. You know, the agri names look like they were trying to bottom the other day. Let me just take a quick look and see if. You know, let me go back to this page.
Sort of like Archer Daniels, Mandolin, or Nutrien.
Yeah, I don't know how anybody's trading these yield curves. Ira probably lost the rest of his hair. Let's see. You know, this is the Banco Marco that you like. That went right up into resistance again today. If it can start getting over 61.5, that'll go again.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And that could go big.
Argentina.
Yeah. So I'd keep your eye on that. ADM, you know, tried to get going yesterday, and then it just gave it up again today. So I think that the agri names are just trading with the, you know, with the grains.
Yeah.
And they can't get any traction, and I'd say there are too many things to look at besides these names.
Okay.
You know, you just don't want to be involved in them.
Okay. And would it be possible to take a look at platinum? A lot of people.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that, because platinum was the one I was intrigued with. Because that one looked to me like it was trying to bottom. Or at least had the best short-term profile, risk profile. It's because it was down at the bottom of the monthly cloud.
Yeah.
The weekly, but the daily held today, big time on the lows. That was a really good low. So if this is going to start to develop, it's got to develop right out of this low.
Okay.
And this line is, these two lines are the range for the first trading day in May 2nd. So that's your risk for platinum right there, is 951 basically, 952. You don't want to see it back below that. So while we're looking at that, platinum based in yen is holding up just a little bit better. Doesn't look great on the weekly, but you know, the longer time frames, it's trying to come down into support. You know, this is another one that, you know, can take a little while to play out.
Yeah.
What were the other commodities that you wanted to look at?
Maybe on uranium. Do you have
was that
either the Uranium Sprott Trust or chemical companies?
Yeah. What's the symbol for that? Well, I've got it.
Chemical CCJ and uranium U/U.NTO, I think.
Yeah, well, Camco is you know, it, the weekly low is good, but you know, yesterday was a good low when it gapped below the 50-day, and it came down a gap lower, reached the 50-day, and it's at resistance again. So again, this is just one more thing that either it's going to fail and come back down and retest in the air, which will be, you'll have an opportunity to buy another $3 lower.
Yeah.
Or it'll press up and go tomorrow. Where did my...
Interesting. Yeah, if there's anything else, but yeah, this has been great.
Trying to find that. I had that platinum somewhere. I mean, the uranium symbol, okay, but I don't know where it is right now. So we had 5,000 instruments in here, and I can't find anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was UA, but...
The uranium sprout, it's like U/UN.TO.
Maybe it's that, that's what it is. No, I don't know what, I've got it somewhere and I had it on delay.
Oh, I see, yeah.
So, oh, there it is. That's where it is. We'll go to this other screen and I'll pull it up.
Sure.
Yeah, okay, here you are in a monthly. So this is end of day data. You know, and there's a 50 week, it's at, you know, it's flirting with that, and you know, it's trying to hold on. You know, this is, no, as long as it stays above the week's low, we can firm up and try to go.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's very interesting.
And you can see that, you know, it's gold against all these different currencies, gold against the yield curves. So I look at things from a lot of different angles to try to figure out what's leading and what's not.
That's on the pattern recognition.
Yeah. There's Yen Yuan right there. So on the other page, you know, it's all crude in different currencies. Crude natural gas, crude against the bonds. Crack spreads. What was I looking at today? Oh, it was the European debt spread. You know, this whole rally into yesterday, it was all long bond. And today the Italians led. And these are big delivery roles. There they are against the oats. You know, the oats are actually outperforming. Or the bonds are outperforming the oats, sorry. Bonds are breaking down against the bonos. You know, Dag's Bund held this morning. Oh, that's what you wanted to look at. You wanted to look at S&P bonds.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one, yeah. For the
All right, so there it is.
Yeah, this is one of your big key indicators, right, that you use.
Yeah, it just tells you which one's leading. And when this is going up, you can't sell weakness in the indices.
Yeah.
That's what it tells you. More than anything, it gives you a bias as to a side as to what you can get away with. And, you know, we've been kind of range bound for the last quarter, but it's trying to break out to the upside. And this is kind of matches up with, you know, the S&Ps at some point want to go 200 points higher. But I think, you know, I'd like to see them come back 40 or 50 points so you can buy them again.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what, you know, I'm kind of waiting to see.
Yep. Yeah, this
you can see the 2020 low. I mean, that was beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, this indicator works remarkably well.
Yeah. You know what, it tells you which side of the spread you can trade and which side of the spread's leading. If you get down to a daily or I wouldn't get any lower of a time frame than a 240 minute chart.
Yeah.
If you're day trading.
Okay.
See here?
Yeah.
This is when we were able to get a short.
Oh yeah.
In the S&Ps for a little bit, and then they held and went back up again.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of tools, Richard.
Yeah, excellent. This has been great. Awesome insight. Yeah, okay. And if you want to display that first screen, how our listeners and viewers can learn more about you and get in touch. Yeah, that screen there. So they can send an email to that address. And you have like a type of trial program?
All I have to do is click on my website and put your name in an email, and you'll get a month's trial in the room, or you can just read only. So the people in the room are very active. There are options traders, there are day traders, there are swing traders, there are RIAs. So it's a big mix of styles and disciplines.
Yeah,
and they're all successful.
And I should add great discussions, insights on technical analysis and fundamental analysis also.
Well, thank you again. It's always great to catch up with you.
Yes, likewise. Thank you so much, Chad. Thank you.
The FRA Roundtable Insight Show is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered as a solicitation or offer to purchase or sell any securities. The investments, investment strategies, and investment philosophies discussed or presented on the show each involve their own unique risk factors, which are not discussed on the show. Any discussions among the panel participants or responses to listener inquiries are based on the personal opinions of the panel participants and do not take into consideration the listener's suitability, objectives, or risk tolerance. Please be advised that you invest or speculate at your own risk.